USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is still spending the Christmas break at Mar-a-Lago, but he's still dealing with new threats from North Korea. Leader Kim Jong-un has been threatening to show off new strategic weapons.
He did sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization.
The president met with Kim 6 months ago. He says he will give him room to back down. Former National Basketball Association Commissioner David Stern, who suffered a brain hemorrhage 3 weeks ago, died at age 77. He had led the NBA for 30 years, starting in 1984. Stern's family, including his wife Diane, was at his bedside. Under Stern's leadership, the NBA added 7 teams and 6 others relocated. He helped to create the WNBA, which began in 1997. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Some people in Illinois have been celebrating. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports on the first day of legal recreational marijuana in Illinois.
People young and old lined up to be among the first to legally buy recreational marijuana, including Leo Johnson.
It's worth the wait, you know. It's an experience, and it's our first time in history, you know, that the weed is legal in Illinois. So
Joe Caltabiano is the co-founder and president of the Sunnyside owner Cresco Labs.
You can see demand is pretty high.
Demand is high. The state of Illinois has been wanting this. The patients of Illinois and the customers of Illinois have been wanting recreational cannabis for a while.
Caltabiano said they hope to stay ahead of demand, and he thinks they will.
A 3-year-old Phoenix boy is recovering from a gunshot wound. He was struck by a random bullet fired on New Year's Eve. The same situation in Houston. A stray bullet killed a 61-year-old nurse who was standing outside her home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A deadline is looming for a new trade deal. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump is set to sign phase one of a trade deal with China coming up on January 15th. And according to White House National Trade Council Director Peter Navarro, it's going to keep the economy moving in the right direction.
I think that I think 2020 needs to be the year where we have a very candid discussion about that aspect of the relationship. I think what President Trump has done beautifully in his first 3 years in office is changed the discussion about China. Prior to him taking office, it was economic engagement is going to turn them into a democracy. Today, I think there's a clear-eyed view amongst the American people on Capitol Hill. And the president has taken a hard line and gotten really good results from China. But this cyber espionage is intolerable, as is the killing of Americans with fentanyl. So I think those are going to be two 2020 important issues.
Audio courtesy of CNBC. Another Twitter account has been hacked. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
2019 ending unfortunately for Mariah Carey. Her Twitter account appears to have been hacked. The alleged hacker using the singer's account to post dozens of now deleted lewd and racist tweets.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.